brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. I've covered a host of key issues. I'll recap. Right now, we're going to be going to your phone calls. Let's talk to patients in Kansas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex. You know, I was listening in on what you're talking about, that Arizona law. Remember when Obama came out and he said that that sounded racist and that was such a horrible law and the way that they were going about it and he was standing up against it? I don't know what his problem is with that, because when Operation Phoenix came out in San Bernardino and cops from Fontana were allowed into San Bernardino along with a lot of other official figures that shouldn't have been there, they went door-to-door collecting kids for CPS at 4 o'clock in the morning and stuff. These cops from Fontana were running around calling little children the N-word. Okay, and apparently the mayor of that town, the founder of Operation Phoenix in San Bernardino, went and met with Joe Biden, okay, and Joe Biden thinks that this Operation Phoenix thing is great for the United States.
No. When the police go door-to-door in Boston and New York and Chicago for knock and talk and demand to be let in to, quote, look for illegal guns without warrants, that's great. When the government listens to you without warrants, that's great. When all of that's happening, it's wonderful, but heaven forbid if we've already arrested an illegal for committing a crime that when we know they're illegal, we also charge them with that. Heaven forbid.
Todd, I'm telling you, you combine that with SACWIS and we are in trouble. Seriously, I want to do a movie about SACWIS. Would you do a cameo in it if I did?
A movie about what?
SACWIS, the State Automated Child Welfare Information System. I wrote the article for it. You put it on your site.
No, I know. You called in last week about it. I would love to make a million different movies. But for those that don't know, the state of California and others, it's happening all over the country, are creating basically licensing for children. I just think you should write more articles about it. And I wouldn't wait. I mean, just get up on YouTube yourself and talk about it. Folks always want to have some masterstroke right up front, but it's best just to do what you can do now. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, patients. George in Washington. George, you're on the air. Sounds like you're calling in, George, on an electric shaver. Is that a Norelco? There, I said it. Norelco. Oh, your phone's better now, George. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's the Morphett Field of Residence. I caught the grog that you got yesterday. I got it also, but I'm trying to fight through it.
Hey, okay, well, what's on your mind today, George?
Oh, too much. You got an hour? What do you want to talk about? We could start. Okay, Bob Chapman. Next time you get him on tomorrow, ask him about the Chronicles of Another. He was the guy who laid out all the oil for gold scenario many years ago. Next time you get Max Kaiser on him, tell him to push the Thoughts of Another and silver. You got the nail on the head right there.
Well, I don't know. Max Kaiser's never pushed silver on this show before. I appreciate your call. That's a joke, folks. Michael in Idaho, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm gonna keep this short and sweet because I know what a blessing it is to have this time with you here, man. Couple things. One, just like you and Lindsey Williams like to say, they like to put it right in front of our face. You know what's going on. I'm not sure if you ever heard of this, man, but the Illuminati card game. You ever heard of that?
Oh, absolutely. We've tried to get the inventor of it, who lives here in Austin. What's his name? Something Jackson. He lives here in town, and that came out, like, what, almost 20 years ago, and it lays out the towers being blown up. It lays out the anthrax attack. I mean, it's uncanny, and I want to get him on to ask, how did you know all this?
Fascinating. Also, man, Monster Energy Drink. You know, they had the Arabic 666, man. It's just everywhere, man. This is a battle, man, good and evil, you know. And a couple other things, man. Hold on 1 second here. Looking at my notes. Man, you are doing such good work for us, man, and just as a country, as people, man. And I just want you to know that I'm praying for you. You know, I'm sure that hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people are praying for you, man. So you got some superhuman strength, man. You got some crazy power behind you.
Well, God bless you, my friend.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. We're going right back to your calls. Max Kaiser, TV presenter, a stock market expert, joining us from Cairo, Egypt, via video Skype on the roof of his hotel. It's an amazing shot we've got for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If you're a member, for radio listeners, you'll obviously get the audio, and then the video later will be all over the web for everybody. Of course, the big news here, recapping it, why the dollar's reign is near an end. That is the Wall Street Journal saying the dollar will die in the near future. But they talk about, oh, it might cause a few market disruptions. Yeah, like people on fixed incomes being in deep trouble, massive dollar devaluation. The U.S. won't be able to buy foreign goods cheaply anymore. This is the equivalent of an economic Armageddon. Now, not on the horizon, but right down the street. And we're going to be going over that with Kaiser as well when he joins us. Also, I want to get into some of the other economic news that we are seeing here as well, some of the new WikiLeaks information and huge new police state developments. But even Time Magazine says, are the good times over for America? That's one of the other headlines that is out there. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Bill in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I have just four quick bullet points. Number one, I don't know how anyone could question your credibility. when on your program, when I sort of began listening in October, when Lindsey William predicted the explosion, the Middle East exploding in exactly 4 months. Number two, you really shut those women down on The View. It's the first time that I've seen a guest come in and absolutely hammer the guest host.
Oh, I can hammer anybody if it's live. I'd love to take down O'Reilly, but he's scared.
Well, those women looked petrified when you were on, which was actually pretty funny. The third point, if you can talk to perhaps Ron Paul when he's on, you had made a cogent point about saying if the banks had paid all that money back, which they said they have, wouldn't the debt be reduced by a commensurate amount? In other words, wouldn't it be down to $12 trillion instead of $14
trillion? Well, and that's only what's due now, and that's only federal. Look, here's what happened. They got three different, quote, bailouts that were really takeovers, and the media only focused on the $887 billion that the banks then got at zero interest and loaned out at 10, 20, 30. CNN reported, I didn't even know this, last month. In fact, let's pull it up for folks. They won't believe it. CNN.com, and then put in after it, credit card rates now at 59.9%. So imagine they get free money at zero. They loan it out at 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, almost 60%, depending on who. As people go in. They only focused on one area, but that $887 billion we now learned about a year after, so now 2 years into it, or 3 years into it total, but about a year into it, year and a half into it, we learned that, folks, you can look all this up, what I'm saying, this is fact, that $887 billion was a revolving door of credit. They were doing it over and over again every few months. Now, you see the headlines a month ago out of Davos, Switzerland, at the Davos public Bilderberg group meeting. I'm sorry. Let me apologize. I saw an earlier CNN that said 69. I'm sorry. My credit card had 79.9 APR. So some people are getting 79.9. Loan sharking is 30%. But going back to Davos, but we'll, in fact, we'll put that headline up. People won't believe it. Davos wants $100 trillion in additional liquidity. Now, they get $100 trillion backed by Western taxpayers. Then they leverage it 1 to 10. So that's now $1 quadrillion, $1,000 trillion. And then they leverage it out again through different layer derivatives. The sky's the limit. So they're talking about thousands of trillions. Publicly, they're talking about $100 trillion, and we're having debates about banks giving back loans of a few hundred billion. There's the London Telegraph headline. World needs $100 trillion more credit, says World Economic Forum. Any other comments, sir?
Well, just two more comments. But when you say $100 trillion, is that coming out of the American taxpayer's pocket?
Absolutely. Do you mean to explain how it works?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, they have all of the major Western nations, Australia, Canada, Germany, France, through the EU, England, the U.S. We contribute the seed money. So say the U.S. pumps $100 billion, and that's a public number. Then we find out about hundreds of billions more in secret. They then leverage it. But since 1999, they don't have Glass-Steagall anymore. So before they had the rule of about 1 to 10. For every $1 you put in the bank, not just the bigger Federal Reserve banks, can loan out 10 more dollars. You put 1,000 in, 10,000. You put a million in, 10 million. You put 10 million in, they can put out 100 million. You put 100 million in, you see the math. But in 99, the bankers always had the global rule of $8 out for every dollar, $10 out for every dollar. Nations varied, but they always knew that it caused hyperinflation if they went above that. Or it made the hyperinflation happen too fast. Any fractional system causes inflation overall, but time hides that inflation tax. Now they have layered debt structure derivatives that in some cases are over 60 layers deep. And all of it is counterfeit and fraud. So they're not leveraging it 1 to 10. They leverage it 10 times, and then they leverage all of that dozens and dozens of times a piece, and then leverage the derivatives of that dozens and dozens of times a piece. So even mainstream media admits that it's somewhere around 1,000 trillion in derivatives. That's the too big to fail. So they get us to bind our pension funds, our countries to that. It's impossible to pay back. But the public doesn't understand that, and so it's set up that as things get worse and worse, the bankers absorb everything through fraud.
And then they get bailed out when they go down.
Well, or they just blow out a company like Enron. They've already moved the money out the door. Have you seen the movie Goodfellas, how they come in, take over the guy's bar and restaurant, never pay for any of the liquor, never pay for any of the veal or the chicken at the restaurant, never pay for insurance, nothing. And then a year into this, after they've done nothing but profit, they burn the place down and get the insurance money. So they burn Enron down. I told people 2 years before Enron imploded, it was a narcotics trafficking scheme from my inside sources in Houston. CNN was saying, invest in Enron. It's the best. They're the smartest guys in the room. Meanwhile, it was a front. And I saw them moving all their money out to other shell corporations and warned everybody.
In essence, with this fractional banking, it's basically a Ponzi scheme, and Madoff was right.
Yes, Madoff, it's worse than a Ponzi scheme. I mean, a Ponzi scheme, the guy has to run at the end. In this Ponzi scheme, they call in the army, and you bow down and lick their boots. And the public only knows about American Idol and Howard Stern, so they're just going, ooh, ooh, ooh. See?
Right.
I mean,
No, anyway, I it's just unbelievable. Just one last comment. I haven't heard you talk about Mark Phillips or Kathy O'Brien. Are you familiar with them? I know that they were.
Yes, I met them once at an event in Austin, and I just can't document what they're saying. And I'm not saying that it's true or not true. I just can't prove it, so I stay away from it.
All right. Well, that's the end of my comments.
All right. Thank you so much, Bill. Appreciate that. Lauren in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
Alex. Hey, good to talk to you. I just wanted to reference a couple articles on Prison Planet, the MLK article and the Divide and Conquer article. I just recently attended a union rally here in Minnesota where Keith Ellison spoke. He started talking about the Wizard of Oz and Dorothy looking behind the curtain, and I just couldn't shut up. I said, I had to call him out. I said, follow the money. And then he got all distracted, and you can look it up on YouTube, Ellison at Minnesota Union Rally. And then he started talking about how, back in 2000, we were fighting to defeat Bushism. We got two wars. Obama promised it. And then, so I just want to say, who are the puppeteers? Just look up, and this is where people could print these articles, get them to their friends and family, bring the left and the right together, bring families together, bring the communities together.
Exactly. It's not that some of the unions aren't corrupt and bad. The point is, you could get rid of it all. You could fire all those people, and it wouldn't pay for one-billionth of the fake debt the bankers have created. It's a distraction. The governor in New Jersey, the governor in Wisconsin, they are scapegoating the domesticated people who a lot of them work hard, but who are dependent on government. And so this is how they're going to play the half of the public that have government jobs or government contracts off against the rest. This has always been what they have planned. Instead of going after the banksters. We can debate stuff later. We can go after each other later. We can have debates about it. But we have to get our government back, get rid of the COG, Continuity of Government Takeover Grid. We've got to get rid of the private Federal Reserve. We've got to write off the 1.5 quadrillion in derivatives that we do not owe. I mean, look at Ireland. It's admitted in the Irish press. The head of their central bank says the Irish don't owe this money. It's the bankers' debts, but that it's going to be good to have, quote, foreign banks run Ireland. I mean, you cannot make up those quotes from 2 months ago. And same thing in Iceland. And it came out the people didn't owe hardly any of it. It was less than 10%. It was all the globalist bankers. They did these deals. They set this up. And I appreciate your call. Anything else?
God bless InfoWars. This is where the American people can come together. Look at Charles Lindbergh Sr., the former representative from Minnesota who once ran for governor. So I just wanted to...
Absolutely. God bless you, Lauren. We're out of time. You could get rid of everything, and it's rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. Okay? I mean, it's that simple.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Announcing a new currency, global SDRs, run by the IMF and World Bank, Cobra Currency.
Ira Haynes.
Yeah, they're coming out with their new global cashless currency that all other currencies are going to be denominated in and based on. Max Kaiser joining us from the Middle East coming up here in about 10 minutes. We'll get into what's happening with the open announcements of the end of the dollar, what that will mean, what's happening in the Middle East. More and more talk of the U.S. via the U.N. and NATO invading areas of Libya. Another horrible idea, but good for the globalist. Why, it's only U.S. taxpayer money and American boys' blood. Why not? After all, Henry Kissinger called them dumb cannon fodder, dumb animals. Well, I don't think that about our military. Let's talk to Juan in California. Juan, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. It's an honor speaking to you, and it was an honor seeing you here last October in Santa Cruz.
Well, thank you, sir, for coming out.
Hey, there was a story on the local news last night, and it was a young gentleman who's suing the feds because his mechanic found a GPS tracking system while changing the guy's oil.
And the feds ruled that they're allowed to do that, but then another court ruled they couldn't, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's and then he gets knocked on the door by a couple guys in a suit saying they need their device back. I mean, that's pretty scary.
Well, that's what they're doing. Look, they don't even need the GPS tracker. They've got license plate reading cameras all over the country that track you as you drive around.
Yeah. I mean, just like what you said about the license plate that they're going to be coming up with that camera or whatever. I mean,
well, it's a digital waterproof screen with messages and propaganda on it. Yes.
Yep. Well, I just hope America wakes up. I mean, we're slowly waking up, but you know, this is reality.
It's got to happen faster, Juan. Appreciate the good points. Matt in the UK, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex, and good afternoon, and glad to see you back on the radio. Yeah, my question is basically, I don't know if you've looked in the British BBC news website. Basically, there's a guy called Johnny Ball, who's a local, well, famous children's presenter, a science presenter, and basically the Illuminati and the BBC have basically ridiculed him over the climate change fraudness. He's basically come out and said, look, it's a total fraud. And basically what they're doing now, obviously in the local schools around where I am, and obviously the UK, they're issuing out these climate change children's books and basically scaring the children. I don't know, what's your take on that?
Well, I know that British courts ruled a few years ago that Al Gore's movie has been proven on, what was it, 14 different points at least to be a manifest fraud, and that it can't be shown in schools because it's known propaganda, but the government just continues to ignore the court. And I have seen the reports of people being persecuted, different presenters. I hadn't heard about that children's presenter for talking about how this is a fraud when they produce TV ads that show children being murdered in a bloody explosions if they don't accept the carbon taxes. I mean, who can make this stuff up?
Yeah, I mean, I've got two young children of my own, and basically, you know, that they've been brainwashed, like I say, about this basically Rothschild book. I brought it home, and it's just basically a lot of lies. And obviously,
how we got David Rothschild on 3 years ago, 4 years ago. He had that children's book with the polar bear grounding on the front, and because they're the best mammal, best swimming land mammal. Obviously, they're not better swimmers than a dolphin or a whale. They're mammals as well. And they don't care. And that's how I got him on, was by calling the publisher and getting him on the show. But that's another way they make money. So there's, you're saying the schools, because I know it was designed for schools, are purchasing this book from him and making the kids read it?
Yeah, but basically my son brought it home, and I was just looking through it, and I said, look, you know, you got to realize it's a total fraud. And basically they're ingesting it in the children to make it, you know, climate change is dangerous and we're all going to die and things like this, you know. So basically, you know,
it's about giving children a self-loathing of humanity and a self-hatred. And I've talked to so many parents who I know personally who, after brainwashing at school, their 8-year-old or 7-year-old daughter will break down crying when they see a construction site saying they're killing Bambi, they're killing Bambi. And this is all about imprinting a guilt on the children that they're like little Nazis or something, and that humans are bad and having children are bad.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's Johnny Ball and another guy called David Bellamy. Lord Monckton will probably know who these are, a great botanist, David Bellamy. And again, they've ridiculed even him on national British TV and just, you know, but basically mocked him, basically.
Well, we're going to have to get Lord Monckton back on. I haven't been on in 2 or 3 months. Let's get Lord Monckton back on, a true staple of this broadcast, to get the latest on the scallywags trying to put in this eco-dictatorship that has zero to do with helping the environment. As the globalists stampede forward with cross-species rollouts of plant and animal life, as they roll out with super weapons endangering the planet, no controls over heavy superconducting super colliders, doing experiments that they admit could destroy the planet or seriously damage it. I mean, there's a score of serious issues that threaten this Earth, and it sure isn't carbon dioxide. They're part of the carbon cycle on this planet. We'll be right back with Max Keiser.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect. An ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth. That have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We are live, and for the rest of the hour, maybe a little bit into the next, joining us via video Skype from high atop a hotel in Cairo, Egypt, is the one, the only, Max Keiser. Talk about the announcement by the Wall Street Journal, why the dollar's reign is nearing an end. Time Magazine saying the good times are over for the United States. Well, yeah, if we don't kick the banksters out. We'll be talking to Max Keiser in a moment. But tomorrow, for a full hour, the one, the only, Mark Dice will be joining us. The only place to get his new book, you can pre-order it now, but it starts shipping, what, in like 20 days? You can pre-order it now. Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare, and I have a beautiful copy of it here in my hot little hands. You can go to InfoWars.com and link through on the secure online video shopping cart. And you can find where you can get it. We've also got some discounts there where you can get videos discounted when you get it. Big Brother, and the full title is The Orwellian Nightmare Come True by Mark Dice. This is his most powerful book yet. There is certainly no doubt about that. We also have the new V for Victory, You Are the Resistance t-shirts. Very popular, a great way to meet like-minded people and share the truth about the New World Order and to get conversations going. But in Big Brother, Mark Dice details actual high-tech spy gadgets, mind-reading machines, emerging artificial intelligence systems and government projects that seem as if they came right out of George Orwell's novel 1984. Orwell's famous book was first published in 1949 and tells the story of a nightmarish future where citizens have lost all privacy and are continuously monitored by the omnipresent Big Brother surveillance system, which keeps them obedient to the totalitarian government. The novel is eerily prophetic, as many of the fictional systems of surveillance described have now become a reality. Mark Dice shows you the scary documentation that Big Brother is watching you and is more powerful than you could imagine. Mind-reading machines, Orwellian government programs, Orwellian weapons, data mine, psychotronics, analysis of 1984, facial recognition cameras, cybernetic organisms, neural interfaces, artificial intelligence, RFID, the nanny state, by the author of The Illuminati Facts and Fiction. All of his books, by the way, are available at InfoWars.com. But we have the book first, and for 3 months after its publishing, its official shipping date coming up in just a few weeks, the only place to get it is InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We're helping him with the rollout because we have our own fulfillment system. He wanted us to team up with him. We have, and so he's the publisher of it. It's not my book. I didn't produce it. I have no rights to it, to be clear. I'm just helping roll the book out because I think it's so powerful. By Mark Dice, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. Get it first at InfoWars.com. Get your pre-orders in. What's the official ship date? I think it's March 21st, isn't it? That's on the site. So we're just talking 2 weeks away or so, a little more than 2 weeks, and we'll be shipping this out to you. So get your orders in so it's shipped out to you in the order that they're received, and he'll be joining us tomorrow. And your purchase of the book will support Mark Dice's important work, our important work, the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the ball caps, the wristbands, the bumper stickers. It supports us, but it also helps get the word out in the InfoWars. So InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. The book is thick but very easy read. You'll have a master degree in Big Brother if you get this book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, again, available at InfoWars.com. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. It's $19.95, $5 shipping and handling to get Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True by Mark Dice. Now, shifting gears and going to Max Keiser. Max Keiser is a filmmaker, broadcaster, and former broker on options trader. He's known for his invention of the virtual specialist technology that is ubiquitous across stock markets today, a software system used by the Hollywood Stock Exchange, and for his accurate predictions of global economic events. He correctly predicted the collapse of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac years before the breakdown of Iceland's economy. He had inside knowledge on that. And the subprime mortgage-backed securities would cause an 08 recession. And he also launched the Crash J.P. Morgan Buy Silver program here on this broadcast. He has a show on RT, Press TV, BBC, Saturday Morning Show here on Genesis, MaxKeiser.com. Our sites, again, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to cover a lot of issues, but Saudi Arabia contagion triggers Gulf route. There's talk of U.S., UN-backed, NATO-backed invasion of the nearby country to you right now. You're in Cairo, Egypt. They're in Libya. I want to get your breakdown on what you're seeing on the ground in Cairo. Max Keiser, thank you for joining us via video Skype.
Yeah, my pleasure, Alex Jones. Always a pleasure to be on the InfoWars. Yes, I'm in Cairo, Egypt. And what I can tell you, Alex, is that revolutions work. revolutions work. The people here have staged a revolution, a people's revolution. They toppled the dictator, Mubarak. Mubarak tried to put somebody else in. That guy is now gone. There's a huge rally here in Tahrir Square Friday for people amassing once again. The objective is to write a new constitution. And I urge everybody who listens to your show to take a look at what's happening here in Cairo, because you've got a dictator there at the Federal Reserve Bank. There needs to be a regime change in the U.S. If Egyptians can revolt and get rid of the dictator, why can't Americans revolt and get rid of their dictators? And it all happened on new media. It all happened on social networking. And I was talking to a lot of the demonstrators and the revolutionaries here. And they just told me that everybody was on Facebook and social networking sites. So, and then one day, as if by some spontaneous magic of a revolutionary fever, just gripped the entire country. And they said, you know what? Why don't we just topple this government? And here's the key, Alex. I had one of the revolutionaries on my show as a guest today, and I asked him straightforward. I said, who is leading the revolution? And the answer is no one. Because there is no straight leadership. It's a social network revolution, the first in history. So there's nobody to go out and attack. Nobody can say, well, let's get the revolutionary leader and the revolution dies. It's not going to happen. This is going to continue until you breed a real, true people's movement here in Egypt. And what's amazing is that the people here will speak their mind, and then they'll try to catch themselves, and they say, oh, I wonder if the police are listening. And then they have that moment of recognition where they realize that, wait a minute, the police aren't listening, I'm free. To contrast that with people in America now who speak their mind and then have a moment of recognition where they wonder, is the police listening to me? And then they shut up. Okay, it's two ships passing in the night, Alex. America going toward dictatorship and tyranny. Egypt heading toward democracy and freedom.
Max, a beautiful shot over your shoulder there of the Mediterranean off of your shoulder. That's the Nile there. There's a little bit of a reverb because you're talking kind of towards the glass door. If you can rotate to your right about 10 or 15 degrees and move the laptop, it won't be as cool a shot, but your audio won't be bouncing off that glass door there at your hotel or on the roof or wherever you're at. I just want to try to be able to really clearly hear you here, Max, but the audio is passable. I'm not taking issue with you, but there's no doubt that the globalists tracking social networks a month and a half ago, knowing food prices were going up due to dollar devaluation in the Middle East, knew that a revolution was coming. The dominoes were already set up. They tried to trigger it, sending in Al-Baradei a few weeks before it began. There's no doubt the West wants to overthrow Gaddafi. There's no doubt that the rebellion is real, but I'm worried about the overall aftershocks of this. But you're saying you have confidence, Max Kaiser, that this is real, this is organic.
Yeah, it is real, and it is organic. I'm on the street, I'm talking to these people directly, I'm doing shows right here, and they have the notion now that they can rebuild this country in their image, and the People's Revolution is on the street, and it's spreading around this whole region, as you know. And what's beautiful about the social networking sites is part of the info wars, as you know. What's beautiful about it, as I said, there's no leader to attack. So it's widespread. It's decentralized. And the idea itself is bigger than any leader. And so this is happening. It's gathering speed. And the people, as I said, it's like two ships passing in the night. When I'm here in Egypt, there's a feeling of freedom and new freedom. And when I talk to people in America, it's a freedom of shutting down, heading into the prison state, heading into the Gulag state. So it's a complete opposite feeling. Here it's genuine freedom. People really have a taste for it, and it's remarkable.
So the people are genuinely angry, but there's not a clear leadership. And if the leadership doesn't deliver what the people want, the people now know the power they have. You're saying the momentum has shifted towards the independent person getting more freedom.
Absolutely. The power has shifted. And exactly right. No matter what the current leadership in office suggests is what they want to do, the people are responding. For example, they tried to put in a new prime minister recently. Today he resigned because the people said, we don't want that guy. Now imagine if the people in America had the power to choose who was maybe going to run or not run the Federal Reserve Bank, for example. I mean, what a remarkable idea. Democracy, what a remarkable idea. People power. And the key to this whole technologically enabled, enhanced revolution. And, of course, the government can't shut down the Internet without shutting down the entire country. So they don't have that option. So they are beat. This current leadership in this country and around the region are basically out of business. And this is the people now are pushing forward. And, of course, it's not based on Islam. It's not based on any politics. It's not based on any religion. I see Glenn Beck over in the UK and in the U.S. is trying to push this line that this is an Islamist revolution, which is completely wrong. And there's nothing religious or theocratic about this people's revolution.
Well, there's certainly the Muslim Brotherhood element in it. But expanding on that, looking to the West there with what's happening in Libya, what's your view on Muammar Gaddafi with all the British weapons he's got, the open talk of having some type of NATO/UN/US ad hoc group going in there, currently backing the rebels in the east there on the border with Egypt? What do you think about the incredible turmoil popping up in Saudi Arabia? Do you see this thing spreading?
Well, the question with Gaddafi you have to ask yourself is they discovered he's got $30 billion parked in banks in the UK and the US. Now, that money was parked after the Patriot Act was enacted, which supposedly put in rules in force that would prevent that kind of activity from happening. So did Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan give Gaddafi a waiver? Did the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner give Gaddafi a waiver? He didn't have to comply with the law? Why doesn't Gaddafi have to comply with the law? And everyone else does have to comply with the law. What about Tony Blair? Wasn't he Gaddafi's good friend just 2 or 3 years ago, selling him arms, cooking up blood for oil deals after the Iraq Fandango? Where's Blair in all this? How come Tony Blair's not ever supporting his friend, Colonel Gaddafi? It's utter lunacy and hypocrisy.
That's just like a few months ago it came out that one U.S. bank alone laundered $360+ million in Mexican narcotics money and was even chartering the airplanes and owning the airplanes for them, but the banks don't get in trouble for this.
Exactly right. So the banks are on a two-speed economy and a two-speed politics, which is a kleptocracy, which is tyrannical, which is why Americans should be revolting, which is why there should be a million people crossing the Brooklyn Bridge and surrounding the Federal Reserve Bank in New York and demanding the current Fed head of the New York Fed comes out.
That's right. People shouldn't. I mean, people always talk about marching. Washington's is where the castrated ceremonial puppets are. If people are really going to march, it'd be on the Federal Reserve Bank of New York.
Absolutely. I mean, that's where the dictatorship is. Revolutions work, Alex. That's my message from Cairo, Egypt, is that if it's a decentralized, true, organic people's revolution, the establishment powers, even if they're armed, like these regimes are armed, they can't do anything about it. So the question to Americans are, what are you waiting for? The time is now. You're being held hostage by tyrants. Why are you letting people in this North Africa and the Middle East make you look like you like being in prison, that you like being ruled over by tyrants? What are you waiting for?
Max, looking at other areas of the Middle East, the Saudi king pumping out $37 billion last week, billions more this week, tanks rolling around the streets there. What's the feeling on the street in Cairo? Is it that this revolution against the plutocrats and the corrupt royalty and the dictators is going to continue?
Well, it's definitely spreading, you know, outside of Saudi Arabia's Bahrain, and that has been very active. And Saudi Arabia is the kingpin in the region. They're there's three big players in North Africa and the Middle East. It's Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the United States. And the Saudi Arabian unrest is percolating. The royal family is trying to buy off the people by increasing the amount of money they're giving them. We see this happening in other regimes as well. They're trying to buy the people off. But the people at this point, they're feeling that no amount of money can buy them off, because they want to feel something more than money. They want to feel integrity. They want to feel like their life is worth something.
Well, that's the bigger issue, is that in these corrupt, swaggering police states, people are tired of the arrogance and the abuse of the security forces, and they always want it to go away. And no amount of money by these arrogant bureaucracies, whether it's here or in Saudi Arabia, is going to assuage the people's rage.
No, and when Bush took office back, when he threw that election back in 2000 and again in 2004, he sent everybody in America a check for between $600 and $1,200. So he's mimicking these Middle East kings and rulers by giving the peasants a few dollars to shut them up. I mean, how outrageous is that? I mean, is that all a life in America is worth $600 from Bush, the royal monarch? I mean, give yourself with some kind of self-respect.
Max, when we come back from break, I want to get into more of what's happening in the Middle East, maybe keep you a little bit in the next hour if we can. Joining us again via video link from Cairo, Egypt, right off the Nile there. Amazing video shot of your PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. Radio listeners are again getting to hear his analysis. I want to get into this sudden announcement in the Wall Street Journal and Time Magazine that America's over, that the dollar is going to die. Why you think they're announcing that now? What this signifies? The Chinese openly announcing that they're going to demand all trade by the end of this year be in their currency. The yawn. These are earth-shattering economic announcements. It's old news for our audience, but it's big that it's now being announced. Max Keiser is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Week, an interview part two with Lenny Dykstra. who has beaten J.P. Morgan in court. He's beaten the SEC over 200 times. Remember, they took his houses, claimed that he was, you know, insolvent. I want to get him on to talk about mortgage fraud. We'll also talk about Charlie Sheen some. I was in a meeting for an hour and a half last night with Lenny and Charlie. We won't get into that private meeting. The point is we're trying to help Charlie out to navigate through all this stuff that's going on. So that's coming up in about 10 minutes from now. Going back to Max Keiser. Max, what do you make of the Wall Street Journal coming out today and saying why the dollar's reign is near an end? The Chinese have come out today and saying by the end of this year they want all trade, all purchases of Chinese goods to be in their currency. Why are they doing this now, and how big is this?
Well, they're doing it now because there's no denying it anymore. They can't hide it anymore, and everybody knows it. I mean, this is no secret. The dollar is no longer going to work as a world reserve currency anymore, and we're moving toward a new global currency grid. The dollar is going to play a lot less of a role. The key to understand is that when the dollar, time for the dollar to devalue comes, it'll happen in one day, and suddenly everything in America will cost 2 to 3 times more. And America will, you know, the president will say, well, we had no choice. We had to devalue the dollar because it's going to help you, our export market, it's going to help you get jobs. Of course, the only jobs that America will be qualified for at that point will be cotton picking. So you're going to have, you know, 20 million cotton pickers in America competing with cotton pickers around the world. You know, so it's over. The Wall Street Journal is stating the obvious. At some point, it's embarrassing for them to pretend like this is not the case. I mean, they have to at least recognize what's the obvious situation, so they can't hide it anymore. It's exactly what we've been saying on your show, and it's why gold and silver are hitting new highs. They'll continue to hit new highs because the fiat currency regime and the U.S. dollar period is finished. It's that simple.
Max, but the question is, why have they gone from denying that this was a certainty mathematically with what they've done with the dollar globally to now saying, yes, it's coming?
Well, I think that they're now preparing to set up the new banking facilities because, you know, when the dollar crashes and it's replaced with another global currency of some type, an expanded special drawing rights, that's a huge piece of business for the banksters. They will have to convert U.S. dollars into SDRs, trade bonds based on that. Remember, before Davos, they said they needed to create a $100 trillion new credit facility. That's huge fees for Morgan and Goldman Sachs, for the banksters. So they're preparing for a huge piece of business, and their Christmas bonuses next year will be based on dismantling the dollar and rolling out the new currency. So I would anticipate that within the next 3 to 6 months, the Wall Street Journal will introduce America to the new currency, and how great it is, and how everyone's going to love it. And by the way, the banks on Wall Street are going to make a huge killing in issuing bonds in this new currency, and everything's going to be created in this new currency, and it's going to be fantastic. Of course, what they won't mention is that it's going to lower the purchasing power of Americans by 50 to 60%, and America will officially be in the second world and making its way to the third world.
Unless we finally kick the real government, it's illegitimate, but it's the government, this banking cartel, out of the country. It's either us or them.
Well, Alex, okay, the bridge right behind me here in Cairo. A million people walked over that bridge 4 weeks ago and toppled their government without a single shot, without any guns, with nothing. No money, no military, just with the will to be free. It happened right here. So you tell me there's a regime in America that's tyrants are ruling the country. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for, America? What are you waiting for? What is it going to take? How many of you have to go to jail? How many of you have to have your money stolen? How many jobs have to be outsourced to Egypt and the rest of the world?
How many lies? Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.